Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to have a quiet time with God daily before you talk to anyone else. Let it be God's force in all you do. After listening to Turning Point, engage in the prophetic faith action we may be led to take for the day. After that, pray more on your own as much as you can and rebroadcast the ministration of the day to all on your contacts. Do so every day. Welcome to Tuesday, the seventh day in the first month of the year. As we all know, seven is not an ordinary number and the first month is not an ordinary month. Get ready for an extraordinary divine intervention of God in your life and things today. Take or hold up your 2025 expectation or prayer request list, including your to-do list for today and the week. Everyone should learn to draw up a to-do list for each day and week. I speak over your plans and expectations and aspirations. All shall succeed brilliantly. God's presence on you today shall be heavy and visible. The angel of the first month shall go ahead of you to ensure that all obstacles are cleared. Who is this? Your miracles and expectations last year was half done, not in full. I prophesy the balance shall arrive early this month. Someone is listening to me now. The pain comes and goes. It goes and comes. Recurring ailments and affliction. Lay hand on that part of your body. I pray it shall go and never return. I prophesy permanent healing and sustainable good health. Say amen, I receive it. It is, if that word of knowledge is for you. Someone is hearing me now. You are under some oppression. Certain persons and situations are frustrating you. Who is this? You are the right, and someone is sitting on your right. You are denied your right. Someone is exploiting your unfortunate situation to cheat or deny you. Maybe your boss, your elder brother or sister, your uncle, your business partner, your landlord, your lawyer. Someone is taking advantage of you. Those concerned that I'm describing, they know themselves. Lay your right hand on your chest as I pray. I command that exploitation, frustration, and oppression to stop forthwith. God is taking over the battle from you. For you, God said, Romans 12 verse 19, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God will fight for you. You will see those delaying and denying you diminishing. They will go down for your turnaround to happen. Someone, please lay your right hand on your head for this prayer. The pressure on you is hereby lifted. The yokes are broken. Receive your new lease of life in the name of Jesus. Same for your children, same for your family, your business, your career, your platform, and your outfit in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. It shall be so. Say another amen. January 7th celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hands. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed, and your new age is blessed. God will bless you specially today and raise people to also sow special gift into your life. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's do some teachings to gain knowledge and some counseling today. Number one, good day, Daddy. What can you say to a relationship between stepfather's son and stepmother's daughter? Wow. Oh, no. Stepfather's son and stepmother's daughter. As it has been well taught here, marriage is a family affair. The family of the would-be husband, the bridegroom, approaching the family of the would-be wife, the bride, to ask for their daughter's hand in marriage for their son. That is what marriage is all about. So how will it look like? Even if you marry, what about the children? How do they relate or describe themselves? We have tradition and culture as Africans, especially as Nigerians. I know there is this other part of the world where siblings marry themselves. That's their own. Not here. That's an anathema here. Please, Don't make that mistake. I don't encourage it at all. There are many other young men and women you can choose from. Next, sir, the person I was relating with traveled abroad, and I got to know that he did arrange marriage over there. And since then, he cut off from me. I never heard anything from him again for many years. He later came back, apologizing that he is sorry for everything that happened. And right now, I have someone else. I'm confused, sir. What should I do, Daddy? Wow. Don't be confused at all, my daughter. Cut off completely from this evil person. Someone that jilted and broke your heart this way. He came back because Nemesis must have caught up with him over there. Block his number. So, no contact anymore. Once your new relationship satisfied God's standard, according to 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 16, and you have friends and you flow as I have taught us here, then go on with it and consummate the marriage. Let this prodigal son go. He should live your life completely. Treat him as a bad dream. Next, sir, I engage in premarital sex with my partner because we want to know our sexual compatibility. And since we are okay, we have stopped it already. I engage in it because of a couple's case I knew that got divorced because they couldn't cope with each other sexually after marriage. What's your judgment on this, sir? Wow. I have no private or personal judgment on this act other than what God's word says about it. And I want you to hear it. All singles, sons and daughters on TPJF, hear it as well. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. Warmongers and adulterers, God will judge. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man commit is within, but he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. Those are God's words, not mine. That apart, suppose the man, after taking you to bed several times, trying to find out whether you are compatible, came up to say you are not. So what will you do? You then begin to wait for another man that will again test you out. Ah, my goodness. Ladies, why make yourself so cheap and vulnerable? And for all you know, most young men act like butterfly. They taste and go somewhere else. Many young ladies have lost count of men that went through them this way. And these days of STDs, HIV and AIDS is unbiblical, is ungodly. No lady should live like this. No lady should try this. Next, Daddy, is it difficult for someone to remarry after the loss of a loved one? Finding the qualities the departed one possessed might be difficult. Wow. To start with, in the unfortunate incident of losing one's partner, the widow or the widower is qualified to remarry. And my counsel is always that young widows and young widowers should remarry after a year or two. If there are young children left behind, it might take a little bit longer. But widows and widowers who so desire should remarry. But it will be a mistake looking for the same qualities of the departed loved ones in the new person. Two human beings can never be the same in character and in attitude. What is needed is a non-compromising stand on 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. No unequal yoke, whether you are a young woman, a widow, or a widower. Then, are you friends? All that we are taught about friendship. And then, is there a genuine interest from the heart to share lives together and to add value to each other? No two persons will be the same. All you then need to do is to ask God for his grace for adjustment, because the other person will also have to adjust to your life. Listeners, can we have two or three persons with similar experience to further explain this to us, enlighten us on this aspect? Please send your contribution to +234 809 789 4000. We will all learn from it. You will be appreciated. Right? They broadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain Service Day in our Abuja Center. TPGF and all listeners in and around Abuja, be there live. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain Service in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Centers. Two services will run at the same time in all these centers. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service, and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Be at the Prayer Mountain Service this week to collect this month's oil, special oil, for new things in the new year, free. We will also give you anointed mantle for praying and releasing God's power for miracle, free. Also, we'll give you the Bible verses and the prayer points to go along with it. Bring one new item with you as a point of contact for new things in the new year. Next week, you will bring a new currency as a point of contact for new things in the new year. Today is day 6 of our fasting and praying to start the year. Fasting is till 2 p.m. That is the official time to break the fast. If you decide to take your own till the evening, it is well and good. Decide to love God more, obey God more, serve God better this year than before, and it will pay you off. Pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, do your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 111 seed we are sowing this month, 111,111 naira, 11 kobo, 50,000, 111 naira, 11 kobo, 11,000, 111 naira, 11 kobo, 5 or 2,000, 111 naira, 11 kobo, as much as you can do. All our listeners in diaspora, do your 1111 or 111111 in the currency over there through our PayPal or our HSBC. See to feed the hungry and to lift the very, very poor. Is he on account name? Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. ZA Bank, account 101-7238-378. Like I said, the PayPal account is very active for those doing their donation in dollars and euros. The HSBC account is also very active for our UK members and donors. Do as God lives in your heart. I prophesy to your life this day again, God will make you happen. The power of God will be strong on you. You will not fail in any aspect. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day and have a pleasant year. Bye.